Okay, here we are again. It is January 27th, 2015.
Well, last time I spoke about a distraction from the various other balls I was juggling, consisting of the responsibilities I had taken on as the head of a citizens group, which was going to attempt to keep the public informed about developments in the field of farm labor, because AWOC wasn't doing it, and Cesar Chavez at that time was laying very low. So I was head of the organization and the editor of its magazine that we tried to put out monthly, and I was doing a monthly commentary on station KPFA, and all of this in addition to a full-time job with the health department, in which I was head of a project done in the town of Capitola, surveying elderly people about their health care costs. But all of this was interrupted by the fact that the crisis arose in the station KPFA, in which the director of public affairs wanted to become the station manager and stirred up the engineers and technicians to strike. And I became involved to the extent that I thought this was not a classical labor management fight, because in this case there was no profit motive involved on either side. And there was a third party involved that was not in a position to take part, even though I think it rightly could have and should have, and those were the subscribers. This was a listener-supported entity. It was the first of its kind in the world, and I think that at this point it was probably still one of the very few, and it had been quite successful, but the listeners did nothing more than pay a monthly fee, whereas I felt that they had a right to do more if they wanted to, and that would be to take part in the performance of various programs themselves, as I myself was doing in the form of these monthly commentaries. So I guess that was going to be my contribution, that listeners, rather than taking sides between labor and management, would simply submit contributions to the station in the form not of money, but of productions of their own. Well, so I did become involved in something we called the Subscribers Interim Committee, which for a time met and talked about what we could do, and it was taken over, just to be frank about it, by some of the community red hots who tried to take over the local consumers co-op and various other things. I did not want to become involved with them, and so I withdrew, and the whole thing collapsed. So I went back to my commentary series, and the very first one, I think it was in June, and we're now talking about 1964, and I have a terrible frog in my throat.
Want some water?
I've got some right here. I might also mention, I don't know what I'm going to do about this. Are you able to turn it off briefly?
Sure.
While I look for a cough lozenge or something.